Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
First time this year we have a chance to get two in a row and go get it done.
Trying to go there and stack two wins in a row, I don't think we've had that all season, so that's something we're striving for.
Yeah, that's true. The Cardinals have yet to win two straight games all season long. And on the road, going east in the early game, the Cardinals record, 1-3. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily and azcardinals.com. And just to add to the degree of difficulty, the Cardinals will have fifth-round rookie Will Holden making his NFL debut at left tackle.
Obviously, he's on the hot corner. Obviously, the left tackle is a big position in the National Football League. So we're going to go out and support him the best we can. You know, it's obviously not a situation as an O-line coach you want to put a rookie in, especially on the road. Maybe in a home game and get by with it, but with the crowd noise, the great pass rushers they have on the edge, it's going to be a great challenge for him. So hopefully he rises up.
And the Cardinals also say another challenge against the Redskins will be the red zone. Yes, they beat the Titans, but it was 12-7. That's four field goals. In the red zone, the Cardinals went 0-3.
You go on the road, you got to score touchdowns. Field goals are good, but you know, you got to put touchdowns on the board. And, you know, if we can get a lead and allow, you know, Chandler and that crew to be able to get an effective pass rush, that's really the key to success.
It's always something, you know, breakdown in protection. Somebody didn't run the right depth on a route. There's a whole bunch of little things that go into not executing in the red zone. You know, it's weird, man, because you get down there and all of a sudden you start to stall down there, and that's not what we want.
What the Cardinals do want is for the other side of the ball to have another big game.
Love the confidence of our defense right now. Love the energy we're playing with. Love how hard we're playing right now in defense. Those have been the cornerstones of this defense really for 5 years since we all came here together.
And for the second straight year, Cardinals are going to square off against Kirk Cousins. He's been franchise tagged the last couple of years to the tune of $44 million. Now, last year in a Cardinals win, the Skins quarterback went 21-37 for 271 yards passing, the touchdown, and a pick. James Betcher praising his smarts at the line of scrimmage plus.
He's very good with recognizing coverages. You got to do a good job disguising. And I think the third thing is his arm strength.
Kurt is very, very accurate with the ball. He can make all the throws in the book. He has a little bit of mobility in him. You know, so he's definitely going to be a well-sought-out quarterback whenever he becomes a free agent.
So that's Cousins' motivation, even though the Redskins are eliminated from the playoffs. Now, as for the Cardinals, they'll be eliminated if any of these three things happen. One, they lose against the Redskins. Two, Atlanta and Carolina win. Or three, if Seattle wins. Then again, the Cardinals have motivation, period. We know because we asked Larry, and he says so.
I mean, we're playing for our jobs. I mean, you don't need much motivation in the National Football League. We're all on one-year contracts. I mean, so you got to perform. You got to earn your keep, or you won't be around. That's simple as that. I don't know if there's much more motivation.